Chatbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. The Buddhist world in the beginning of the first millennium was dynamic and diverse, as the new faith spread out from South Asia to Southeast Asia, China, and beyond. Change and continuity still characterize the development of religious traditions in South Asia as they have in the past. An essay about the spread of Islam into Southeast Asia and how religion and expression fit within societal contexts. South Asia is the birthplace of four of the world's religions: Hinduism, Buddhism, Sikhism, and Jainism. Islam did not gain a foothold until the 12th and 13th centuries, when Turks coming from Central Asia took power in northern India. Arab traders came to southern India, to what is now the state of Kerala, for the spices grown in the region. Islam and Hinduism are the largest religions in Asia with with around 454 million adherents, or about 6.6% of the world population. Chinese folk religion is one of the major religious traditions in the world. In Zoroastrianism, good and evil have distinct sources, with evil druj trying to destroy the creation of Mazda Asha, and good trying to sustain it. The effect of British rule was different for the various classes of the Muslim population. The Muslim leadership, disturbed by Hindu behavior, sought security in the new province. Muslim communities in South Asia apply a system of social stratification. Revolts against the Delhi Sultanate sprang up in many parts of South Asia during the 14th century. In northwest South Asia, a large region was consolidated into the Sikh Empire by Ranjit Singh. It is not accepted as a part of Central Asia, and it is clearly not part of the Indian subcontinent. This has been Asia and Oceania, Episode 5. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.